This is the Padua Podcast Network.
All these things are linked to longevity and prevention of heart disease, stroke, etc. I don't want the heart disease or the stroke. I definitely don't want the etc. Who knows what terrible torture that might be. Run Your Fever, episode 124, Beans. Welcome to the show. My name is Michael Davis. I love my life and I want to make it last as long as possible. If you feel the same way or you want to, then come on along. We'll get there together. Running Fever is a show about fitness, diet, and medicine. And today we're going to talk diet. We're going to talk about beans. It's a beautiful day. There's not many clouds in the sky. This sun has been out a little bit here and there, and it is very cold and windy. So when it's windy like this and cold, I like to say it's bone-chilling cold. That's what it feels like. Nothing is stopping the wind. It's like going through all of the layers of clothing I have on. Skin, fat, muscle, grizzle, whatever it is, gristle, right down to the marrow of your bones. You feel icing up. So I'm hoping the wind's gonna die down. There are still a number of people out here walking, running, cycling. Only the most dedicated people are out on a day like today. But I love it. It's part of life. I love it. I'm going to appreciate remembering this day in August when it's 90-something degrees or maybe even more. But it's painfully cold right now. I've got hat and gloves on, made by master knitter Henrietta Davis. I'm trying to keep my head and my hands warm. Two layers on a part of my legs, three layers on most every other part of my body. And we're trying to get through it. Trying to get through all of this. Hoping the sun will come out and the wind will die down. Started out a little earlier today. You know, today, by the way, is January 21st, 2019, Martin Luther King Day. Suppose I should say something about Martin Luther King. I mean, you probably already know who he is, no matter what country you're from. I think the part I appreciate about him most is that he was an inspirational speaker. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to inspire people through this podcast, and hope that's happening. It's great to hear when it does happen. So I have a couple listeners that do let me know, and so I know I'm making a difference somewhere. But if you feel inspired, or you don't, if you have anything good or bad to say, I appreciate all feedback. mail@runningafever.com. Please let me know if you are willing to have your name and town or whatever you want released to the public. Otherwise, I'll assume that you don't. Howdy. Medical report. So I'm tracking my blood pressure pretty closely, and this morning it was low. I'm trying to eliminate one of my medications, which is an ACE inhibitor that has some rather adverse side effects. So I've taken half of what I usually take for the last week, and This week it's half every other day. See how that goes. First reading was good, so I said, I'm not taking the second reading this morning. Try to remember to take it again tonight. That's what I'm supposed to be doing twice a day. Book I'm reading right now is Real Age. And one of the things that they say, you know, they recommend for longer life, you need to have low blood pressure. Not just low the way, you know, so 130 over 80 is the typically quoted cutoff. That's the minimum you need to have good blood pressure or not high blood pressure. Anything over 130 or 80, over 80 is high. But in this book, which I'll surely review probably in another 6 months to a year. That's how long it generally takes me to finish a book and review it. But they're saying I think 117 was the number that came through, and I'm sure it's an odd number, so it's no doubt a statistic based on some study. There is a really crazy person driving a small aircraft on a day like today with the wind the way it is. Could be pretty powerful, but it's still a small aircraft, I could tell. So, gonna try to do that, whatever I can do to lower my blood pressure to get it to that point. That's what I wanna do. I'm not gonna stop at the minimum and just not worry about it. I'm concerned about having the best health I can possibly have. So, I keep hearing from various sources on the importance of beans in our diet. Dan Buettner says that they are one of the world's greatest longevity foods and recommends eating a cup of beans every day. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
All right, how are you, sir?
Trying to stay warm, huh? It's cold today. So what's a bean anyway? I mean, what determines what's a bean? It's a seed. Beans are actually seeds. Seed of a group of plants specifically called Fabaceae, though the term is also applied to other things, for example, jelly beans. Jelly beans are not really beans, in case you wondered about that. Jelly beans are not the seed of any plant. So what are these nutritional benefits of these seeds of the Fabaceae? Well, there are many. They are high in fiber. Now, we talked about how important that is. In men, can reduce the mortality rate from heart disease by 30% if you increase the fiber in your diet. They're high in protein, which means you can get your protein from beans and avoid some of the problems of other protein sources like beef, for example, which, you know, could be linked to a greater risk of heart disease. The wind actually blew my hood off. That's how windy it is today. Or dairy products. I don't know how you would replace a dairy product with beans, but maybe you can, I don't know. In any event, it wouldn't necessarily be a direct replacement. It could just be, I'm getting my protein from beans, so I don't have to eat as much of these other things to get my protein. Antioxidants. I mean, oxidation is, that's rust, basically. Same thing happens in your body. It's part of the aging process, too. So antioxidants are good to have in your diet, and beans contain those. Vitamins. Beans are rich in vitamins, especially the B vitamins, such as thiamine, B1, riboflavin, also known as B2, and folate, B9. B vitamins are important in maintaining energy level, brain function, and preventing infections. Wow, those are some important things. Gotta have enough B vitamins, because infections are pretty bad stuff, as I recently found out. Brain function, well, you know, who couldn't use more brain function? I certainly want to maintain my brain function, whatever it is right now. Don't want to lose any of it. Vitamin K, which helps in blood clotting. Vitamin E, which has numerous benefits, including lowering the risk of cancer. Beans are one of the most nutrient-dense foods on Earth. One serving of beans is 123 calories. Now, I don't know how that relates to the cup of beans that Dan Buettner recommends. How much is a serving anyway? Question I should have found out the answer to before I went out today. There is ice on the trail, by the way. And still a bit of snow, most of it's melted. Had quite the winter storm for here anyway. We're in the sort of middle latitudes of the United States, so we don't get the really harsh winters of a place like, for example, North Dakota or Minnesota, Montana, places like that. But it's also not southern Florida, you know, where we get almost no snow. So we get, for us, it was a pretty big storm. And in fact, I was on a trip, and I came in on Saturday and drove through some of that snow, but didn't have much trouble on the roads. But I know it was worse here, because when I got to my subdivision, all the roads were covered with ice, and I couldn't even get up my driveway. But today, there is still ice on the trail. Not much. It's certainly not dangerous, or I wouldn't have come out here. I'm not so dedicated that I'm going to endanger my life just to get my walk in, which I love. Don't love it that much. I love my life more than I love walking. Anyway, go on forever about that. So there are other health benefits to beans other than the nutritional benefits. Beans help reduce cholesterol, decrease blood sugar levels. We talked a lot about how important that blood sugar level is. Increase healthy gut bacteria. Your body needs bacteria. We could not live without bacteria. Beans help give you some of the healthy bacteria that you need to maintain your digestive tract. All these things are linked to longevity and prevention of heart disease, stroke, etc. I don't want the heart disease or the stroke. I definitely don't want the etc. Who knows what terrible torture that might be. Howdy.
Your character could be like...
Beans are cheap. You know, you can buy them dry in the store. I don't know how much they cost, but they're not much. You can dry them canned or dried. Or fresh, I suppose. And they're versatile. There are infinite ways to prepare them in their dried form. And you can store them for a long time, and they're easy to cook. You just boil them. or stir fry them. Like to include some edamame in my stir-fried meals. Edamame is a particularly high-protein bean. From Japan. You probably have a whole podcast just about beans. I mean, that's how diverse and rich the ecosystem of beans is in terms of recipes, benefits, etc. But I'm not going to start that today. Maybe someday. So beans in general are good, but which beans are the best? I don't know why I asked that question, because I don't really know. Even though I may not start a podcast about beans, I probably will definitely revisit this topic in the future and hopefully answer some of these questions that I have. Like, what's a serving of beans? How many calories in a cup of beans? Or which beans are the best, healthiest? Rumor has it that black beans are particularly good and healthy. I won't tell you how I heard that rumor or who I heard it from, but I have no scientific evidence to prove that. However, black beans are popular in Nicoya, Costa Rica, one of the blue zones, where people live long and active lives. Pretty easy to have. You can have them for breakfast, you know. Put some black beans in a seasoned black beans in a low-carb, or not low-carb, you know, like a whole wheat tortilla or something. A little salsa, and there you have a longevity breakfast. There are at least 70 varieties of beans, and I can tell you about a few of them. Peanuts. Peanuts, you say? Yes, peanuts. Peanuts are a bean, a legume. This is, I guess, the sort of scientific grouping that beans fall into. It's the only bean with vitamin E. 17.3 grams of protein in a serving, 5.9 grams of fiber. Navy beans, or haricot beans, or harico, I'm not sure how that's pronounced. 15 grams of protein, 19.1 grams of fiber. Pinto beans, 15.4 grams of protein, 15.4 grams of fiber. Soybeans, oh, this is a big protein bean right here. 28.6 grams of protein, 10.3 grams of fiber. Black beans, which we talked about, 15.2 grams of protein, 15 grams of fiber. But I think that's also a very low glycemic index bean. Kidney beans, 13.4 grams of protein, 13.6 grams of fiber. Peas, yes, peas are beans. 8.2 grams of protein, 8.8 grams of fiber. Lentils, 17.9 grams of protein, 15.6 grams of fiber. and chickpeas, 14.5 grams of protein and 12.5 grams of fiber. And chickpeas are actually a snack. I mean, you can buy bags of them in the grocery store, just like potato chips. Salted, roasted chickpeas. And of course, peanuts as well. So I have some of those at home. I haven't eaten a whole lot of them, but they're pretty decent. Not a ton of flavor, like peanuts more, but peanuts probably have more calories. So what am I gonna do, personally? Well, I've talked about substituting more beans in my chili, and haven't done that yet, but you know, honestly, when I make big batches of food like this, which is how I make my chili, especially the chili that I take to work for lunch, it lasts a long time. So I have not made a new batch of chili and still have some left in the freezer since I started to learn the importance of beans in my diet. So I'm not slacking off. Still on the table, and possibly the next time I make a batch of chili, I will substitute beans and less chicken. I've kind of switched to chicken now from turkey. I don't, because ground turkey is twice as expensive. Yeah, I'm trying to be financially responsible. No credit card debt. I'm making the final payment on a 0% credit card I had. So it's another thing, one of my resolutions back in November. And we'll have some episodes on various aspects of finance that relate to our theme. So that's probably what I'm going to do. There are many sources on beans. Actually, there's a Bean Institute. And I'm not sure whether it's a .com or .org, but there's Bean Institute dot something. So go out and look for that. I also will link to the articles that I use to as sources for the information within this podcast. So if you don't have the fever, catch it. If you got the fever, keep it. If you don't, then get it. And we'll talk to you next time.